Chapter 9. Kathy Lindsay had been a teacher. Schools were close-knit places, a community tucked inside the larger community. Winters needed to talk to her co-workers, but most of them were very likely out of town, spending the school break with distant family, skiing in Whistler, sunning themselves on a Caribbean beach. They might even be at home, ignoring the ringing phone in case it was some parent or student calling with a complaint. If Kathy Lindsay had not been the intended target of the shooter, this investigation would be a nightmare. But for now, Winters had to assume someone wanted the woman dead, that she had an enemy, a bad one. Or her husband had enemies so vengeful they killed his wife to make their point. Detective Ray Lopez was working on a search warrant to get into the couple's bank records. Enemies usually meant money, large amounts of money coming into or going out of accounts. He'd have to try to get access to the husband's business account as well. That might not be so easy. The man owned an internet development firm. He had an office and employees in Trafalgar and more employees in Victoria. Winters only knew that because a friend of Lopez's wife had used Lindsay's company to set up a web page to promote her home jewelry business. Winters had been living in Trafalgar for 3 years now. He still didn't have his finger in a fraction of the complex web of relatives, friends, acquaintances, and simple gossip that Molly Smith and Ray Lopez did. It could be damn frustrating sometimes. He needed boots on the ground. He needed officers walking the hiking path, knocking on doors of houses that backed onto the ridge or lined the road to the church. He needed people talking to the Lindsay neighbors, Kathy's co-workers. They were a small police service, one of the few municipal forces remaining in the BC interior, dependent on the RCMP to give them what officers could be spared. Not